Vision.com.
Each and every show here on America Tonight, we go inside the Beltway to talk with our friends from Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner joins us this time around. Pleasure to speak with Ellen always. Ellen, how are you?
I am great.
Let me tell you. I got to tell you this. I got to jump on this right from the start. Bin Laden, they find his diary, supposedly meticulously handwritten it was, proved it was his. Can you imagine reading that diary?
Well, first of all, it would be a bestseller. And secondly, and I don't think they're obviously going to let a lot of it out. And secondly, can you imagine how much something like that would go for at Christie's auction house?
Yeah, it'd be mind-blowing. More than they had on his head for the capture of Bin Laden. Are you kidding?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, crazy. Senator Kerry's going to Pakistan, and what did the White House say about that? Does that have to do with what about the questioning of the wives and the investigation and all
that?
Well,
I think this has to do with him sort of trying to find out for himself, although the White House was very clear today. They said, we work closely with him, but he is an independent senator. Whatever that means.
Yeah, independent senator. Hey, I also heard this today, and this isn't a surprise, just that the White House says it's okay to talk about Bin Laden on the campaign trail. What's that about? To boast about it?
They didn't say it in quite the way as being, I've seen it characterized in the news. They said, look, you know, they were asked about it, and they said basically, look, we were asked about this as a question at one of the fundraisers, and we answered it. I don't think that's so outrageous. It's being portrayed in a very different way than what I heard what he said when we were at the White House today.
Yeah, that's a big difference. Absolutely, I agree with you. Isn't that funny? It's like the telephone game. It's
exactly.
Said one way, it comes out the other way. That's why it's great to have you on the air, because you guys are there. All right, how about this? We've talked about this a lot, about oil, big oil, and what about the subsidies and all that kind of stuff. And oil CEOs are getting trotted out to testify before Congress again. Are we going to hear anything different this time around?
I don't know. You remember, of course, when I always think about when the tobacco guys came and they raised their right hand and there was that famous picture. But tomorrow we're going to hear from Chevron CEO ConocoPhillips. We're going to hear from the Shell guy, BP, and ExxonMobil.
All right. So it will be the big guys. As that's going on, it's interesting. There's a vote in the House to actually speed up applications for drilling, and you know that there's been a lot made about we're not drilling enough, and this is the problem, and where are we going with this? So that's just – that goes through the House, but then gets what, stymied in the Senate?
It will probably get stymied in the Senate. It passed the House today 263 to 163.
Wow. All right, so we go from oil to Newt Gingrich. This is just a formality. He says that he's going to run 2012. He's just
I think he is going to run. I don't think he's going to make it, but I have no idea. I mean, the papers are saying, and people have done profiles, that she really sort of wants in. They both kind of miss that hustle bustle. Okay, well, all right, maybe I should run.
The hustle bustle. Great. I don't think I would miss that. But but what's interesting is Gingrich, who did get a little buzz over some books that he's written and has been able to say what he wants when he comes on as a commentator, jumps on Fox, or even some of the other networks. Now this is a whole different thing. I mean, do people remember Newt Gingrich and the things that happened with Gingrich when he kind of
was
booted out?
Censured by the House, and I mean, all this kind of stuff.
Well, maybe we have short memories. I don't know.
Maybe we do. Well, look at the memory. People are forgetting about Donald Trump's bankruptcies.
Yes. Yeah. He'd have to address that, certainly. But, you know, that would be an easy spin, too, to say, well, I'm just like, you know, everybody else. I know what it's like to go bankrupt.
I don't think people want their president of the United States to have been bankrupt.
I agree.
We may be bankrupt, but they don't want the president to have been.
Absolutely. All right, finally, on a business note, this is always big. We talk business here on the show, and there's a couple of funky things going on with, like, Skype and whatnot. And I think, by the way, Skype and Microsoft, that thing doesn't go. But AT&T and T-Mobile There's a bunch of questions at the hearing that were kind of interesting, kind of got a little wild.
Well, that's right. They wanted to know about essentially broadband, about how much there would. And then there was a lot of questions about, hey, guys, what's going to happen if this is a two-person race? How are you going to make rates reasonable and competitive? And I didn't think there were answers were very good, frankly.
Yep, I agree. I saw a little bit of that. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, as always, thanks. Talking there with Ellen at the very top, a big story, Bin Laden's diary. Now, we knew there were a lot of things that were confiscated from his compound when the six SEALs went in. They took a truckload of stuff, basically, from any of the papers they could find. You know, it was virtually a treasure trove, whatchamacallits and thumb drives and anything that they had computerized with disks. And, of course, Bin Laden's diary said to be very meticulous, absolutely confirmed as his handwriting. Now, we weigh the photograph and the diary, which, if you could see one of them, what would you rather see? I got to be honest. Seeing his half of his head blown off, to me, I don't care. I'm buying it. I'm buying the DNA and all of that. But I would like to see that diary, because I want to see what is being said in the diary about specific targets, feelings of mobilizing people is what I told is some of what is in there, but not a lot of it spelled out. So now that you have a lot of the lawmakers who demanded to see the Bin Laden photo and had a chance to see the Bin Laden photo, I just started to think about this. If you had the opportunity for either or, which would you do? Sorry, I don't want to see the picture. I'm buying what they're selling with the picture. I want to see the diary. I want to know what he wrote in that diary. What could possibly be revealed in it that might be of interest into where he was going, what he was thinking, not just the crap that was pumped out, you know, the audio for all of our sick entertainment. When he would just taunt America, especially on anniversaries of 9/11, or rally against America on different days and when things had happened. Not that nonsense, but to really, really see what he had written down, his private thoughts. That's what I'd want to know. And in it, we do know this, that he was talking about ways, like I said, to strike the United States, hit smaller cities, like probably many of you are living in. Go after trains and planes, and here's the thing, kill as many Americans as possible in a single attack. So there was a lot of thought given to potentially going after sports arenas, because then you've got a lot of people in one place, and even in smaller cities, you have sports facilities where you have thousands and thousands of people. Now, all the flash drives, apparently there were like 100 flash drives. And five computers when they swept that compound in Abbottabad in Pakistan. But the evidence shows so far that he never left the compound after he got there in 2005. Again, connecting the dots. You think any of those people in Pakistan knew what was going on there? All right, we're talking more about Bin Laden and Afghanistan. Why are we still there?
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant Health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Welcome to this version of America tonight. We start in D.C. and then we zig and zag all over the place. If you've listened to the show ever, you know exactly that's how we roll here. Water cooler buzz, baby. And I have a little thought for you. If you go to the website, if you're somewhere where you're not cruising around, although anymore, if you have an Android or half of the phones out there, they get you right to sites. But if you go to americatonight.net, check out, I've got our camera, our show camera, focused on my dog, Mahalo. And I bring this up because I think some of you can relate to this. With the warmer weather, you know, you have to, these dogs can overheat and have heart attacks and whatever. What do I know? I'm still a brand new dog owner, basically. So Mahalo got a buzz. And he looks like a lion to me. He's got that golden retriever head and the tail, and then his body is all shaved. Can you relate, guys? You go somewhere, one of the chop houses, because men never want to pay for haircuts, right? What do they want to pay, $10? And then they go in, come out, look like a completely different person. Their hair is just chopped, just butchered. No offense to the people who cut it, but it's just butchered. You know, where they get sort of that, oh, what's the, if they have longer hair, they almost look like they got a page boy do. If someone put a bowl on their head and just chopped around it. Those bowl haircuts really do exist. So I'm, you know, a little paranoid about my dog. I'm not paranoid, but I feel bad for him. Like I screwed up. That I turned him into a freak. He reminds me of Mars Attacks. Did you ever see that movie, Mars Attacks? And you know the weird things that happen in it? I love that movie. But in the movie, and there's a cavalcade of famous people in it, Sarah Jessica Parker, her ultimately she gets turned into this creature where her head is on the head of a dog, kind of looking at Mahalo. It reminds me of Sarah Jessica Parker in that movie. Really, honestly, it does. It does. Well, I don't think in Bin Laden's case, he was talking about haircuts, because, of course, we know the photographs we saw of Bin Laden, what he looked like. But in the diary, it wasn't about anything physical. It was about what could we do to the United States, and really focused, I guess, on targets in the U.S., not so much other places, even though Al-Qaeda certainly struck in other countries, had many plots in Europe that failed, had some that were successful, as we know, throughout the years. But the majority, I guess, of documents they've gone through so far, the threat seemed to be really, I'm not saying Europe wasn't included, but a lot of the targets were U.S. targets, were strictly, you know, U.S. targets. So I'm sorry, if I had the choice, if I was given the choice, do you want to see this photograph or do you want to look at the writings? Oh, I'm going for the writings. I want to pour through that diary and I want to know what this evil scumbag was planning, what kind of hell he was trying to rain down on all of us. There is no evidence that, by the way, the Christmas Day incident that happened, the Detroit plane that almost blew up. I mean, when it went to Detroit, by the time it got to Detroit, and it didn't happen, Abdullah Mittal, the kid that was on that plane. And in his diary, in the writings, specifically, he said, don't limit attacks to New York City. Consider L.A. or smaller cities. It's interesting because how many times have I come on this show and say, based on things I'd heard from other people, and of course they're concerned about New York because you have the most people in New York City. So when you're talking about a condensed area, it is an island after all. We, you know, go after Manhattan. Go after the people in New York City because you've got so many there. It's our biggest city. But lo and behold, some of what he was saying was, no, let's, you know, spread this out. And in the book, apparently, he says that to his followers, that only a body count of thousands on the scale of September 11th back in 2001 would shift U.S. policy. And he was talking about ways to have political dissent in D.C. and play political people off of each other. I thought we've had that without Bin Laden in the equation. He's not paying attention. We already have that. So did he really have the ability, though, because he was in that compound for 5 years, did he have the ability, do you think, to pull that off? I mean, how was he really still pulling a lot of the strings? Was he able to do that? I don't know. I don't know if I would believe that. Maybe he was delusional in his diary and thought he still had that ability, that his, you know, his big moment was September 11th, if you believe that. So, and they haven't specifically, some of the information that's come out, they haven't specifically said anything about the targets or plots or any of that, because they're rapidly, I guarantee you there's people working around the clock, especially with the FBI and in Quantico, what they're doing in the CIA. I am sure they're just pouring through everything as fast as possible. Because just imagine what they could possibly find there. I think they found a lot of things. And how much of that are we going to actually know about? And what about Al-Zawahiri? What's the question there? Because really, there's no successor to Bin Laden that we know of. But if there were, it would point to Ayman al-Zawahiri. So does he have the ability to rally people under the al-Qaeda umbrella? Those groups that are really splinter groups that we've talked about for a long time here on ATN, whether they're in Somalia, Yemen, Algeria, any of that. Does he really have the ability to whip them up or shepherd them, pull them together, if you will, because they're so fragmented? I mean, I hope not. I hope that Al-Qaeda withers away and dies on a vine, although I'm realistic. And I realize that it's foolish to think that we wouldn't have any other terror attempts or attacks or plots or anything like that, because it doesn't even necessarily have to be under the so-called Al-Qaeda banner. It could be under some other group. And, of course, we're all aware of that. So that's my question to you. I don't know. What would you rather know? What was in his sick, twisted mind? Would you find that more interesting, or would that? I don't know. I'm not. The word isn't closure. But would you rather, if you had the choice? You know, this is an either-or thing. Would you rather see those see the diary notes than see the photograph? Well, you're probably never going to get to see the photograph. You would think that maybe it would leak out, but I don't think so. Not anytime soon. I'm not saying ever, ever in the future, but right now, no. However, because there was so much of an uproar over the photograph, there were a lot of senators and Congress people who demanded to see the photograph. And so they were shown the photograph. A lot of them were shown the photograph. You know, there's going to be so much second guessing. And here's the thing. If, no matter what you believe about this whole thing, if in fact the whole mission, the whole part of the whole reason of being in Afghanistan was to get bin Laden, to wipe out terrorism, to get bin Laden, to keep hot on the trail, then you have to say to yourself, why are we still in Afghanistan? Get out of Afghanistan. Get out of Afghanistan now. Why are we investing any more blood, sweat, and tears and money there? What's the reasoning behind that? 2014 is supposedly, because we're only in 2011. 2014 is supposedly the pullout date. I got to say, you got to jump that much higher. I think you get them out as soon as possible. And maybe you disagree. And if you disagree, why do you think we need to keep them there? Because ultimately, what are we there for? What is the end goal in Afghanistan that's achievable? That's worthwhile at this point. Because look, you're in these villages. What the people understand, what the people know is money. And they'll go with whoever's paying them the money. You have an illiteracy rate that's through the ceiling, 95%. It's so tough to try to sway these villages. They're having a hard time doing that. Even on a small scale, the little bit of success. I say pull them out now. Why pussyfoot around this stuff anymore? Just pull them out. You might disagree. What do you think? We're going to talk more about that coming up in just a few.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457.
877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
From bad haircuts on the family pet to Bin Laden's diary. You never know what you're going to get here on America Tonight. It's like a box of Cracker Jacks. I went to a game the other night. Went to a baseball, Major League Baseball game the other night. And, man, everyone around me was just down in the Cracker Jacks. I thought Cracker Jacks, I mean, I know they're around, but I thought people didn't really eat Cracker Jacks anymore. But I guess I was wrong. That whole thing about, you know, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks, the seventh inning stretch. They're buying the Cracker Jacks out of the ballparks. So we're talking about a whole bunch of different things. But the Bin Laden diary thing is really intriguing to me. Which, by the way, the U.S. has permission to question the three wives in piecing, you know, more info, gathering up all that intel and finding out whatever they can, I'm sure, about plans and things that they knew and verifying how long he had been there. But it looks like really he's there since 2005. That's a long time to be in the community where he was and nobody ratting him out. Don't you find that hard to believe? I still can't get past that. I find that very, very hard to believe. By the way, we're taking America Tonight on the road coming up in 30 days. We'll be broadcasting live from the United Nations. If you want to throw in your two cents on some of the stuff we've been talking about here, like diary versus the photograph, which would be more intriguing to you, you can only pick one, you can only look at one. What would you look at? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Jeff in Oregon, you get to lead off the parade. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Doing good, Kate. You know, this year they haven't had Special Olympics here for six years, but now they're bringing them back.
Sweet.
And I'm on the fundraiser committee for up to today, for only a day, I made like $275.
Good for you.
Hey, what do you think of the Detroit Red Wings coming back against San Jose? I want to get your opinion, Kate, because you're like a sports expert.
You know what? I think it's huge. To force that game seven, they score three goals in the third period, so they end up knocking off San Jose 3-1. Now, what's interesting is it goes, but game sevens are awesome in any sport. So the seventh game, though, goes back to San Jose. But I have a feeling they can pull this off because they came back, and it's amazing what they did because they were down three games. I mean, how is that possible? It's so hard to do that with the Sharks leading. You know, and if the Sharks lose to the Red Wings, they become the fourth team to lose a best-of-seven series after they almost closed the door, after leading three games to none. I think they're going to do it. I think Detroit's going to do it on the road. I think they have the momentum, and even though the crowd will be for San Jose, I think that they're going to get out of that hole and come all the way back.
Well, I think I'm sorry, Kate, to tell you, but Dallas is going to get beat when they play NBA. I think Miami's going to beat them.
Well, wait a second. First, they have to. It's either going to be Oklahoma or Memphis they have to get through first, which I think they'll get through. So you're thinking the same thing. I think they'll get through one of those two teams, and I think it'll be me. I think it's going to be a rematch because, remember, Miami embarrassed the Mavericks a few years ago. So I think it's going to be a rematch of those two teams.
Well, you know, the guy who predicted Phoenix, Portland was going to win, I think he was wrong. Your sports
yeah.
reporter.
You're talking
so
about,
you have to tell him.
You're talking about Steve Budin, Da Buddha, who we had up on the show, who he guessed wrong on that one.
Well, you have to tell him. You heard it from Special Olympian first.
I will tell him. I'm going to tell him what you say about the Mavericks if it comes down to that. It was an interesting sweep. Jeff, thanks.
You mean
thanks.
Miami.
Yeah,
you mean Miami, Kay.
Yeah, you think it's going to be Miami. But I think it was an interesting sweep of the Lakers. I think that gives the Mavericks some spare mojo. I think that you saw a couple of key players off the bench in that series, like J.J. Barea, who was amazing in the paint and was able to get layup after layup. And Dirk Nowitzki, of course, is going to get his shots. Jason Terry, I mean, we could go through the whole roster. But basically, I think a lot of people stepped up on that team. If they can do that, it could be an interesting final. Of course, they still have to get out of the West. Who's to say? We can't just completely discount Oklahoma or Memphis. Jeff, thanks for the call. We'll definitely lean on the Buddha man and tell him what you said. You know, I'm always telling you, if you can't get through on the phone lines or you don't want to call or you're working, a lot of people are working. Our pals in Georgetown, Kentucky, working at the plant, the Toyota plant, which, by the way, is celebrating like 25 years. I hear the celebrations are kind of subdued, but it's a milestone. And they say they want to continue to do some big things at that plant, even though Toyota has certainly taken it on the chin the last year and a half with some of the problems with Toyota cars and super bad publicity, which hurt, obviously. But that plan seems to be pretty solid, and congratulations to all the people who work there. So I know a lot of folks there listen, and they'll tune us in driving home, and they'll sneak a listen or two when they're at work. So I always encourage people to send me their thoughts through the website. If you go to americatonight.net, just click on the email and shoot it our way. And I have a whole bag full of mail. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
Ooh, thanks, Homer. So this one comes to us from the Slimer. Who calls himself the Slimer? I mean, look, I know I have that nickname, the Sports Princess, but the Slimer? All right, so the Slimer says, Katie, what do you think of old Newt running for president? Handicap it for me. How much of a chance do you give him? Let's be real. He's so old school, so out of D.C., I don't think he has a prayer. Yep. I think he doesn't have much of a chance of winning, first of all, the nomination. I mean, forget that I'm running for president. Won't you vote for me? He has to get the Republican nod. I don't think it's going to be Newt Gingrich. No. Who it's going to be, people seem to lean toward Mitt Romney. But Ron Paul's getting a lot of attention. They can't discount Ron Paul at this point. Could he seriously win the nomination? I mean, there's so many people that have thrown their name in the ring for this. But ultimately, it's up to the GOP to pick who it's going to be. And when that process, that nominating process, when all that goes through, everything's tallied, who's left standing? I don't think it's going to be Newt. This one from Susan. Susan says, "Hello, America. Tonight, I'm an avid listener. And I noticed you haven't talked very much about Muammar Gaddafi, and I know that's because of bin Laden. It is pretty intriguing what's been going on with Osama bin Laden after the announcement that shocked the world. But for goodness sake, what has happened to Libya? Thanks. Give me an update." Fair, that's fair. We have actually talked a little bit about Libya, and it's interesting you bring that up because Gaddafi made a little bit of a brief appearance on TV very late on Wednesday. He hadn't been around for weeks. I mean, at least, you know, remember, this guy can jump on the tube whenever he wants to. So he was on the state television for several minutes. He sat and he was there with tribal leaders. He didn't speak, but nobody had seen or heard him since the end of April, after that NATO airstrike on his home and his compound, you know, the command compound, the fact that one of his sons, remember, was killed. So there were rumors swirling around that maybe he was actually killed too, that he was hit in the airstrike. But he did make the appearance, and it was designed, I'm sure, to stomp out the rumors. Now, like everything else, we have to question authenticity. Are the photos real? Was it somebody posing as him? What was the deal? So to confirm the authenticity of the screening, the camera zoomed in the date shown on the screen close to Gaddafi, and it read Wednesday, May 11th. He, of course, had his trademark black sunglasses on and that crazy hat. He's the king of weird hats. He had on his hat, and he just sat there with the tribal leaders, and that was it. He was in some kind of a hotel, it looked like, but didn't say anything. Boy, this Gaddafi thing, it's interesting, Susan bringing that up, has really dragged on. I mean, how long has this been, this now stalemate? Because it's really like a stalemate in Libya. And what about the people of Libya? How many of them are going back to their homes? How many of them fled and haven't been back? A big chunk of people, a big amount of people, did leave and have not come back, and then others are just weathering the storm. All right, here's another quick one. This one is from Fast Eddie. Fast Eddie says, "Kate, do you think the president gets enough of a bounce to get reelected after the killing of Osama bin Laden, or will the economy kick him in the butt in the end, and will a Republican end up being president next time around, slaying the incumbent?" Yeah, you know, the economy is a huge factor, absolutely. But this bin Laden thing is a big, 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 big deal. And now, you know, it's certainly going to be touted on the campaign trail. Here's what I did. Got bin Laden. You know, they'll talk about the stimulus, talk about health care, and a few other things. And who knows with immigration, because there's a big push for some kind of immigration reform. So the answer is the approval numbers are pretty high, up to 60% I saw today in one poll. And it's always tough to knock out an incumbent president anyway. So it's going to be hard to beat Obama. Coming up next, Bad Boys.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 Rudy Garlic Cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They moved him out of...
Including the thieves who stole 500 gallons of gas in California. Did you hear about this? Yep, it's true. You know, I wonder if they didn't do that old-fashioned siphoning thing. Ugh, I couldn't do it. I could not do that. See where someone sticks the hose in? Gas prices get so high, they're stealing people's gas. I mean, this is on a much bigger scale. The cops are looking for four guys who decided... they were going to avoid the high prices at the pump. They stole 528 gallons of gas in Pasadena. It was a mobile station that they hit early on Monday morning. What they did was they activated the pumps with some kind of card or something else before pumping $2,400 worth of Supreme unleaded gas into containers on two flatbed trucks. I'm sorry, I couldn't help but laugh. And they think the... suspects who had hooded sweatshirts, they showed up in their surveillance video, are affiliated with organized crime, because they say the white trucks that they see in that surveillance footage are the same ones they've seen like a couple of weeks ago at another station where they took off with 1,700 gallons of gas, and they say it's just been much more prevalent. So there's, with this now turning up twice, they have uncovered cases in which stolen gas in huge quantities has been sold to smaller gas stations. They think this might be some kind of an organized deal. That's what they're doing. It's not necessarily it's for personal gain, but it's for monetary personal gain, not for just putting it in friends and family. It's not a friends and family plan necessarily. It's an organized crime deal. How about that? Well, now everybody's on the alert, but what can you do? You have your cameras up, and they find a way to get in, and they obviously have it pretty tough to shut that down other than them busting up the ring. I mean, basically, that's what we're talking about. You might have read something about this, the fact that the guest list at the White House is receiving a lot of attention lately. In particular, one of the guests, a guy that many of you know by the name of Common, who is a hip-hop artist. So everybody's saying, or I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of radio talk show hosts, especially in the Washington area, are talking about why would he be invited to the White House. It's raising a few eyebrows. And, his lyrics are why the controversy is. And the First Lady is holding a poetry reading. So that was the idea. He was coming to the poetry reading. He's from Chicago, so there's a connection there. And he was coming to be part of that. So it became a fair or foul because he is, with the lyrics, he's seen as a bad boy. So how could the White House have him there? Here's the thing. His lyrics, some of the lyrics are brutal. There's no question. But who cares? I mean, who cares? Yes, we could put this whole thing in the bad boy category, and I have, because it's interesting, the interpretations and the fireworks that this has set off. But at the same time, who cares? Do we care? Do we care, who's there to attend this? And by the way, Laura Bush also had a poetry reading. She brought in poets to have readings of Emily Dickinson or Walt Whitman or, whoever. I can't go down the whole list, but I know, a couple of them certainly. So, I don't know. I think that the transparency issue, you can make a case for that. When the lists of people that have gone to the White House, they refuse to, show the list. Remember that whole controversy? So I get that. But Common being there, I think we're really wasting our breath. If you missed it, it seems that what's happened with Osama bin Laden has spurred on a bunch of nutballs to do some crazy things in the air, including one guy who I think was just obliterated out of his mind on however many cocktails and really scared a bunch of passengers when he made a move up the aisle from coach trying to get to the cockpit and bang on the door and all the passengers basically wrestled him to the ground. Anymore, most people jump up, I think most, or there's at least some people on a plane that will jump up and immediately try to wrestle the person to the ground if someone's doing something crazy. Well, that happened the other day. Then you have this passenger who got very loud, very disruptive, tried to open an emergency door on a Delta flight from Orlando to Boston on Tuesday night. Again, the passengers subduing him. Nobody was injured, but it really, really upset a lot of people. Of course it did. He wouldn't have been able to open the door, I don't think, in flight, because if you think of the pressurization thing, that's not possible. So the good news is the flight landed safely at Logan International Airport in Boston, and they've got somebody in custody on what they're calling suspicion of interfering with a flight crew. So I'm going to say he's a really bad boy, and here's what some of the passengers had to say about that incident.
It's a little scary, yeah. You say, boy, I was on a flight, you never explained anything to happen, and something might have happened, but it didn't, and it ended good.
They moved him out of that precarious position and then secured him somehow. And then when we pulled in, six troopers, some of the biggest guys I've ever seen in my entire life, got on, and they looked so serious.
When we were in Orlando Airport, he was kind of getting angry because the flight got delayed. And I know he was drinking because he asked me to go to the bar with him, so that's probably why.
Do you love that guy's accent, the last guy? You think he's from Boston? So there was something he didn't, I guess, realize who was on the flight. And I think he was just inebriated and out of his head and furious or because of the delay, I guess. But there was an off-duty cop on the flight that helped the crew in keeping him on the ground. And they got him under control pretty quickly. And the officer sat with him for the rest of the flight. And I think the people that weren't near him didn't realize that he was trying to open the door. Didn't realize that that's what was going on. Like I said, you wouldn't be able to do that because of the pressurization, but it would still be pretty scary. It's scary anytime something like that happens because you don't know where it's, you don't know where it's headed. You don't know what's going on. And where does your mind wander when someone jumps up and they're screaming and yeah, that's what happens. Here's another one. You know, you can run from the law, but ultimately there might be something that trips you up. There was a 65-year-old bad boy suspect in a $7 million Connecticut robbery arrested two decades after the heist in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Noberto Gonzalez Claudio picked up in Puerto Rico after all this time. He's accused of participating in the armed robbery of a Wells Fargo bank back in 83. And it was one of the largest. I kind of remember some details of it. It was one of the largest heists of cash, certainly at the time. And dozens of people were arrested in that. Like there were other collaborators in it that were picked up. So I guess it was a matter of time before they found him. But boy, he disappeared for a pretty long time. Two decades? Yeah, he was doing something right as far as hiding out. That seemed to be a theme here, hiding out, whether it was Bin Laden hiding out of this compound or this thief who will get probably 275 years of prison time. He'll never see the light of day. So I hope he enjoyed some of those millions that he ripped off from that Connecticut bank. Gives you something to think about, doesn't it?